Hello, everyone. Yeah, welcome back to my channel. It's Yamela speaking here, your best friend, your sis, your neighbor, the girl that you see around, which is so funky, so weird. Welcome back. This is your favorite podcast. Welcome back. It's been like almost a month since I have uploaded my last podcast video, and I actually have been planning to post a video, or post a podcast, but I've been like trying to think about ideas to speak about, and I actually want to speak about an experience that I've had. I have been lately having like some issues, like self issues where I keep denying myself, I keep disrespecting myself a lot, and I know what's the reason, but I feel like I cannot solve it. Like, I cannot get of the issue that's making me lose my self-confidence, lose my self-respect, and I've been struggling a lot with it. So I did try to avoid it, I did try to face it, because I know that if you face your problems, the second that you face them, almost 50% of them disappear. They're gone. So I do face them, but the issue with me is when I face it and when I feel like I'm actually conquering it and getting rid of my issues, right then at that moment, like when I have like 10% left, I give up. I literally give up, and that's kind of making my life so miserable, where I did ask for something and I got it so fast, like so freaking fast right away. And after I got it, I did not respond to it in the right way. I did not doing it in the right way. Like, I disrespected myself again in that moment where... And that thing that I wished for was something. I did it because I hated people. People's reaction towards me, people's thoughts towards me, because I was missing on something. So I tried to do it because I hated people's opinion about it, because if I did that, I felt like people would not think of me in a way that I didn't like. So I was doing it just because people were talking bad about me. So in the first place, the way that I was doing the thing that I wished for was wrong, the first thing. So, I did get it, but because I had really bad self-respect issues, self-esteem issues, I did not respond in the right way, because it's like the thing that I wish for involves people's in it. So, the first impression is almost everything that you need when you're talking to people new. So, my first impression was so freaking bad that I could not even do it again. I couldn't. Like, I literally disrespected myself. I made myself... Like, I don't know how to say it. I don't even know a word to give myself, because I hated that version of me. I really hated that. So what I did was, it was a really good wish that I got it so fast, but I denied it. I was like, no, I actually don't like the way that I've done it, so I'm not gonna do it now. I'm gonna leave it. Because I feel like opportunities do come, but if you're not in the right mindset, there's no use. Like, it's gonna come again when you have the right mindset, because if you don't have the right mindset, you will not use the opportunity that you had in the right way. You will misuse it. You will undervalue it. So it's actually useless when you get your wishes if you have the wrong mindset. So I prefer to have the right mindset before I actually plan on getting another thing that I wanted, or the wish that I wanted to become. I first wanted to work on my self-respect, on my self-esteem. I want to get better, and then I want to do it. Like, but I'm not just gonna wait here and there. Like, I am trying. Like, I shouldn't be, like, too afraid to face something, so I'm gonna stay away. No, that's the worst thing anyone can do. So I will face it. I will try it. And I feel like no one can be like completely perfect in my point of view. Like, I cannot be completely perfect. So, even if I develop just a little bit more, I can go right. And then, when I'm developed a little bit more in myself, in my personality, in my self-esteem, in my self-worth, in my self-respect, if I upgrade a little more, like if I was 20% and went to 40%, like I will do the thing that I was avoiding. Because when we do the experiences, when we go through experiences, that's when we grow even more in life, even more in anything. Like we get better when we experience things. So I just want to reach the level to the level that I can experience things in the right way, and then I want to do it. Like, I feel like still when I'm saying this that I'm doing the wrong thing, but no. I believe that I'm not doing the wrong thing, because I did get what I wished for, but I did not respond in the right way. I did not respond like a normal person even would respond to it. Like, I was so ashamed of myself. I'm like, why did I do that? Because we do make mistakes, but I was like, I'm like, I do believe in manifestations. I do believe like in the thoughts that you give yourself are the thoughts that you receive. Like, if you're so positive, you're gonna receive positive outcomes in your life. So that day, I literally was so freaking negative. Like, I kept saying I'm a failure. I kept saying I'm so stupid. I kept saying I'm not worthy. I kept saying so much bad stuff that I almost felt sick because of how bad I was thinking. And I even thought even more bad when I refused that opportunity. I literally felt like everyone's gonna make me feel like everyone's gonna think I'm a failure. I cannot do anything. I cannot be a good role model, like for my siblings. I cannot do anything in life. I'm so worthless. I'm so weak. Everyone's gonna hate me. Everyone's gonna disrespect me even more. And like, that's a really big issue that I have in myself, which I think so much about people's opinion about me, which I feel like sometimes I don't and sometimes I do, because I feel like the opinions that are gonna come to me, they're not gonna just affect me, but they're gonna affect my family as well. So that's when I'm like, oh no. No one should take in that way. So I have to struggle. I have to try hard so that people don't judge my family. If they were gonna judge only me, if they were gonna say bad things about me, like whatever, I will be 100% okay with it, because I literally don't care if it was only about me. But when it involves my family because of me, that's like a big no, 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 no. Like, I cannot. So that's when I felt like a complete freaking failure when I did that. But I'm like, no, I shouldn't make myself feel so bad because I didn't do this thing. Like, life goes on. There's so many other more opportunities. Like, if you avoided one thing because it was not good enough, you'll get something better. Just try harder. Just keep going. Just don't lose hope. That's what I was telling to myself. Like, I'm not a failure. I'm not a bad person. I'm not weak. I'm smart. I'm good enough. I try my best. I work hard. And I think smarter, because if I went to that, it's like a job. If I went to that job with that first bad impression, that's it. I cannot. I'd rather go to another job with a better, gooder, like first impression, like me first impression, not nothing fake or like, no, a good impression of me with a good self respect, self worth, and self love. That's when I can be like perfect, because like anyone can do any kind of job if you really trust yourself. You can do literally anything. Because most jobs require experience, and if you have a good mindset where you're open to it, where you're so positive, where you're happy, where you're ready to do it, that's it. You're the best worker ever. And so I said that to myself, and I went through it, and like, I forget it completely. I mean, I'm still waiting some people's respond, but whatever. The first person that I should care about is the inside me, how I feel inside. That's the most important thing. I should not hurt anyone, but I should not hurt me as well. So I said that to myself and I'm like, okay, calm down. There's another better opportunity, so don't freaking stress about it. Life goes on. And as I do that, I did feel better. I did freaking 100% feel better. I'm like even more focusing now on my YouTube channel that I am doing this podcast as well. My biggest aim in doing this podcast is to give freedom to the girls who want to speak out, who want to have their own voice, who want to hear someone like them, because I do see so many podcasters, I do hear so many podcasts about girls having fun, talking about life, talking about that, but I felt like I never see a girl who is shy like me, who has like restriction without being restriction. Like, I feel like I cannot be my true self because people are gonna talk about me, but they're not gonna talk directly to me, they're gonna affect my family. So I don't feel free enough to be my 100% self. Or maybe, like, I'm not even sure if maybe it's I'm just like watching other girls do that on social media, so I feel like maybe that's me, maybe that crazy fun girl is me, or maybe that calm, pretty, classic, aesthetic girl is me, or maybe it's just the calm, shy me. But I know that I'm not shy. I'm 100% not shy. I just judge the person who is with me, whether I can speak freely to him or not. If I can, I'm 100% me. And if I cannot, I'm like the shy girl, the eldest daughter in the family that has a lot of responsibilities. That's da 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 da. So I'm like, I feel like I'm most of my life I'm pretending to be that shy, respectful eldest daughter girl, which I kind of am, because whether I like it or not, I'm the eldest daughter in the house and I do speak out my mind, but I feel like sometimes it might not be smart to speak, so I just shut my mouth so I don't speak. And I know that people look at me first when they look at the family, because it's an Habesha family, so I'm always looked at. I'm like the second mother, so I have to be so careful. And being so careful throughout the years made me, like, I feel like not know me that well or lose my old kid self. Like, when I was 16, until the age of 15, I was truly me. Until the age of 15. And because our lifestyle was so different, I was truly me. But as life went on, I literally was so different. I was so different. Everything was like a sudden shock in my face. So I had to get used to it so fast. I had to adapt to all the changes in my life. And it was not easy. And like, it was even the years where I really get better on my religion. I really got closer to God. So I was literally a freaking tomboy. I was like really telling my mom that I want to cut my hair. I want my hair to be short. I always used to wear baggy jeans, baggy outfits. I hated wearing fitted clothes because so many men would sexualize me or try to sexually harass me. So I really hated it, and I wanted to be a boy in the family. I wanted to be the boy, that girl that can protect my siblings and like do whatever they want. I'm like, I really tried it so hard. I was begging mom to cut my hair, but she did not allow me. And like, boom, after I got so close to God, after I knew so much of the rules, after I got like the taste of God's love, I literally was like, no, a man is supposed to be a man and a woman is supposed to be a woman. So I stopped being a tomboy, and then I started wearing makeup, I started being so girly, I lost weight, I started to wear fitting clothes, and I really loved it. Because, not to brag about it, but at that age, I literally had the Kim K's body. My waist was so small, I mean it's still small up to now, and my thighs were so big, My hip also was big but also flat at the same time. Like any girlies who know, who have like a flat butt, they will understand. I had a flat butt, but it was so wide, and I really had her body. But like as time went on, I don't know, was it hormonal or was it stress or what? My thighs really got so small, like they're like so normal. I used to be a pure body shape, but now I'm kind of not pure body shape. I don't know what my body shape is now, because my waist is small, like my belly area is small, but my thighs are small as well. Like they're kind of more normal, if that's what it's called, normal in size. But yeah, anyway, everything changed. So as I grew up, I took some of the responsibility, and my mom is not with me anymore, so it's even harder. But thank God my siblings are not that difficult to deal with. They're okay. It's just the conditions of life that where I'm in that's difficult, but my siblings, they're okay. They're not that hard to deal with. And so these changes of life really had a big impact on my thoughts, on my feelings, on everything. On like, I feel like if I had the same lifestyle that I had when I was 15 years old, I would be completely different person. Like completely. I feel like I wish I was that person, but I know that God put me here in this position because He knows that this is the best place that I could ever be. And that's why I'm here, and that's why I'm the person that I am, and that's why I have the mindset that I have, and that's why I can think, and that's why I'm realizing that I can be better, but I'm just not pushing myself hard enough. So this all led me to be much more a better person, but sometimes I'm literally so, like, I don't know how to say it, so low in my self-esteem and my self-love, self-respect. I'm so low that I freaking hate myself. I feel like, why am I this bad? Why am I this weak? Why am I this so bad? Like, I literally hate it, but it's like, not every day we're so loving myself, high self-esteem, high self-worth. It's not every day, because sometimes I'm like so in love with me that I'm happy with no freaking reason. Some days I'm happy literally with no freaking reason. And some days I'm like in the verge of crying. Also for the same no reason. And like, it's like ups and downs every single day. I don't know, it could be the hormones, the post-menstruation or like pre-menstruation, it could be that, but like it's freaking so different. And like, I don't know if other girls have this, but literally 3 days before my periods are the days that I always start going to the gym. And like, even when if I start the gym 3 days before my period, it's the best days. Like no period cramps, no pain, no nothing, just flow, just blood flow, and that's it. And the blood flow is not crazy bad, and it's not like so like small amount. It's like the okay amount, and like the amount that will not stain my clothes, like the amount that will not drain me, make me tired. It's like perfect. I don't know how, but if I start going to the gym 3 days before my period, it's like the freaking best time. The best time of the month. Best time where I have the perfect energy. Like, I literally don't eat anything before I go to the gym. I might drink water because I don't want to get thirsty, and because most of the times it's like fasting when I go to the gym in the morning. I don't eat breakfast, so I'm like literally fasting when I'm going to the gym, and I have perfect energy. I don't get tired. I will literally stay in the gym for like complete full 3 hours, and I come back home so freaking happy, so freaking energized, and like my bowel movement is perfect. Like everything becomes so perfect body wise, and even my self-esteem is like, if we say perfect is 100, it's like 80%. I'm like, I don't know, do other girls also feel this way, or is it just me? I don't know. But I feel so happy like that when it gets sad. And I know that my self-esteem will get back, and some issues will happen, some stuff will happen, will make me feel bad, but it's gonna get back again. I'm gonna feel perfect again. And the more that I grow, the more that I experience things, the more that I get more mature, the more mature I get, the more higher self-esteem, higher self-love, respect, all comes together, like in a package, all comes together, and that makes me so freaking love life. And so freaking also love being a woman because it's so freaking amazing. We are so strong. We endure so much stuff in life. Being a female, you're like, you're so pressed down, like you can't do anything. You're so weak, you're so fragile. But in the inside, we're sometimes even stronger than some men. Like, we women are so strong, so freaking strong. Because I have seen here, like, a woman in, I don't remember, was it Uganda? I think it was Uganda. She gave birth to 40 something kids, and she was feeding them, protecting them, giving them food all by herself. Her husband left her because she had so many kids. Like, how strong are we women? We're so powerful, and the love of the mother is like, oh my goodness. It's the best love in your life. It's the love that you can't forget even when you get married, because I do see some couples here and there that they remember their mother always, even when they're married. Like, we're so amazing. Thank God that I'm a woman. We're so freaking amazing. We're so freaking beautiful. And for the girlies who are listening, I wish there is someone listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening, for giving me your amazing time to listen to this silly little podcast by me, Yamela. And love you so much. See you in my next podcast, my lovely sis. And if there are boys, my lovely bro. See you next time.